Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, fighting the many enemies of nature. This is the job of the guardian of the forest, Ranger Bill. Pouring rain, freezing cold, blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Ranger Bill. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to lose your memory? Yes, I mean really and truly forget your past, except perhaps for a few unrelated snatches of your life here and there. How'd you feel if you didn't know your name and couldn't remember where you lived or who your family is? I'd be scared to death, wouldn't you? Stumpy, Gray Wolf, and I get involved with a man suffering from amnesia. And this is the story. The Man Who Couldn't Remember. Have you ever seen a hobo jungle? A hobo jungle is a place located near a railroad track where hobos gather around a fire and swap stories and experiences. They also eat and sleep there. The hobo jungle we're going to visit is located near Junction City, about half a block from the main freight line. Let's find out what's going on there, shall we?
How's the stew coming, Boxcar?
Okay, Rails. Hey, when you going south?
Nosy, ain't you? Why you want to know?
I ain't nosy. I don't care if you ever go south.
Okay, maybe I'm going soon and maybe later. Hey, what's that?
Huh? Hey, maybe it's a railroad deck.
No, I'm making too much noise. Besides, we ain't on railroad property.
What could it be? An animal?
I don't know. We'll know as soon as it gets in the clearing.
Hey, it's a guy. He's acting kind of funny.
He ain't no bull, that's for sure. He's got funny clothes on.
Them's riding clothes, Rails. I've seen them before.
What's he doing here? He looks kind of goofy. What's your name, bull?
I don't know what my name is or who I am. My head hurts.
Hey, I don't like this, Rails. Let's get him out of here before the cops find him and blame it on us.
Yeah, may I have some food and water, please? Oh, my head.
We gotta get rid of this guy, Boxcar, before the law gets here.
Yeah. Hey, there's a freight coming up the grade now. Hey, let's put him in an empty, huh?
Let's go. I'll put him to sleep. You catch him.
Good.
Please, may I have something to eat and some water?
We don't want no part of you, mister. The law might be after you. Let's get him in an empty. I'll help you carry him.
Hey, I know something, Big Joe.
Don't bother me, Shorty. Can't you see I'm trying to get some shut-eye?
Yeah, I know, but this is important, Big Joe.
You're worse than a talking machine. What is it?
Well, that guy that was thrown in here.
Yeah, what about him? He ain't bothering us. Just lays there.
Yeah, I know, but maybe there's something wrong with him. I lit a match while you were getting the shut-eye. Guess what I saw?
What have you saw that's so important? Go on, I want to sleep.
Look, the back of the guy's head is bloody.
It is. Let's take a look.
Sure. Yeah, I got a match here.
But once you're right, Shorty.
Hey, maybe the guy's hot, huh?
It could be. Now let's dump him. I don't want no trouble with the law. I'm just bumming a free ride.
Yeah, sure, me too. Hey, this guy must be hot. Or why would them guys throw him in here? Yeah, the guy ain't no bow, that's for sure.
First grade we come to, we'll dump him. Gone too fast now. We don't want to kill him. He ain't done nothing else.
Okay. The first grade, and out he goes.
Thank you.
drop him, Shorty.
Okay. But do it fast so the crew don't see you.
Yeah.
Behave yourself.
Okay. Easy there, boy.
Storm, stop this tomfoolery. Can't run now, so settle down, big boy.
Horses have plenty pep all time, Bill. That's good sign.
That's right, Gray Wolf. We need our horses, so we got to keep them healthy. Besides, I enjoy being around healthy animals.
If these ponies of ours ain't healthy, it ain't our fault, sonny.
What you mean, old-timer?
Well, we give them stuff to keep their teeth good. Then we give them stuff to give them pep. On top of that, we give them stuff to make the coat shine. And to top it off, we give them a regular tonic. Man sakes, if I took all that stuff, I'd live to be as old as Noah.
Maybe you will, Stumpy.
Hey, fellas, look at the trail cabin.
Hey, smoke come out of chimney.
Hey, somebody's moved in and they ain't been invited.
Hold it there, fellas.
Easy, King.
Whoa, Storm.
Whoa, Matilda.
Yeah, there's plenty of surprise.
I'll say it is. Whoever it is has got nerves. Must have broke the lock and busted in.
I think we'd better walk the rest of the way. I'm not too sure we should announce our arrival until we're sure who's inside.
A sound from the cabin yet, sonny.
Don't let that fool you, fellas. Keep quiet now. Perhaps whoever's inside is watching us right now.
Not plenty right. Maybe person watch down rifle barrel.
Hold it here, fellas.
Don't hear nary a peep. Wait a minute. I'll take it back. As far as we know, there's a man inside.
I'm not right, Stumpy. I think it only one man, or we hear talking.
Yeah, I think you're right, fellas. There's only one man inside the cabin. Let's go in and find out what he's up to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Old Betsy here will keep him acting like a human being.
I'll go in first. You fellas cover me and follow.
Hey, that's a stout door, sonny. If he's got it locked, we're going to have trouble getting in.
I'll give it a good kick and see what happens. You ready?
I'm ready.
He walked with me and walked.
Well, that'll be a wall-eyed pollywog. I must be hearing things. I better stop at the docks and give me one of them there hearing aids.
Christ Jesus lives today.
You not need hearing aids, Stumpy. And that fellow sing gospel song.
Put your guns away, fellas. We're going in like gentlemen.
Bacon and coffee sure smell good, gentlemen. I'm so hungry, I'm almost beside myself.
Just take another hitch in your belt, young feller, and I'll have some grub on the table in no time.
Stumpy, plenty good cook. We tease him about cooking, but he do all right.
Well, thank you, sonny. Now get your bib side up, fellers. The grub's on the way.
I'm sure glad you fellas arrived when you did. I can't even boil water.
We're glad to do it, mister. What did you say your name is?
I didn't say it.
Soup time, boys. Soon as we pray, you can feed your faces.
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this food. We're grateful to thee that we have an abundance of food. Use it to strengthen our bodies so that we might better serve thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 That hymn fits the moment perfectly, friend. Campfire here in front of the cabin. Starry sky above. Night noises. Cry of the wolf. All is peace and quiet.
Peace, peace, wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over.
I'm sorry, Bill, Stumpy, Gray Wolf. I can't seem to finish the hymns, as you call them. I get so far, and that's all. I can start from the beginning again, but I can't go on. I don't even know who I am or what I'm doing here.
Well, I wouldn't fret about it, my friend. Obviously, from the gash on the back of your head, you've had an accident.
You lost memory. Only temporary, we hope.
Doesn't look too bad. We'll get you to a doctor after you've rested up a couple of days. There's no immediate hurry because you don't show signs or symptoms of brain injury. That is, as far as hemorrhage or concussion is concerned. You've had some brain damage from your accident, or you wouldn't have amnesia. I think it's wise that you rest for a while, since it's quite a ways to the doctor.
Yeah, Ben, it is. This here is thick forest. Can't get no helicopter in here to pick you up.
I see. I hope you'll excuse me. I'm very tired.
Not all right, Stuart.
Sure, it's all right. Thank you. You've been very kind to me. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
What do you think, Bill? I don't know what to think, old-timer. I really don't.
You say it, Bill. This tough one to figure out.
Well, let's turn in and sleep on it, fellas. Perhaps in the morning we'll have some answers.
Good morning, Bill. You get up plenty early today.
Good morning, Raywell. Yeah, I'm in the mood for thinking this morning.
Me too.
Oh, good morning, Stumpy.
Good morning, old-timer. You sleep well?
Yeah, for sure did. So did our friend. He's still pounding his ear.
Not good. He needs plenty of rest.
Well, Bill, have you come up with any answers yet?
Some of them, Stumpy. Not very many, nor the important ones.
Well, I'm listening.
Me too. Who is this fellow?
That's one important answer I don't have, Grey Wolf. Let's start from the beginning, shall we? That is, the beginning, as far as we know it.
Go ahead, Bill. Tell more.
First of all, he got to this cabin the same way we did.
Yeah, bad fellers. In this forest, he'd have to take this trail.
Secondly, I'd say he was thrown from a horse.
I think that too, Bill. He wear riding clothes.
Also, he cracked the back of his head, which means the horse threw him forward and he went head over first.
Yeah, pearl by that, sonny. And I'd say he's a Christian because of the hymns he sang.
Perhaps. At least we know he's been around a church sometimes, quite a lot.
I take it you think he comes from quite a ways, Bill.
Yes, I do, Stumpy.
Why? Couldn't he be from Naughty Pine?
Yes, he could, but I doubt it. You ever seen folks around Naughty Pine wear riding clothes when they go horseback? They wear jeans and jackets.
Ah, you have strong point there, Bill.
Come to think of it, Sonny, I never have either. You mean this fella comes from a fair-sized city?
Right.
Maybe he visited to Naughty Pine.
Yes, Grey Wolf, that's a possibility.
Well, what's your plan, Sonny?
Somebody somewhere is worried sick by now. Stumpy, you stay here with our friend. Grey Wolf and I will go to the sheriff and the hospital and find out if there's a missing persons report on him. That's the story, Cal. I've written down the man's description.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have a missing persons here on my desk. Maybe you're too soon.
Well, that's possible. Any suggestions?
Not offhand, Bill. Well, I always get a missing persons report if one's turned in. I'll be glad to let you know if one does come in.
I'm afraid I can't wait that long, Cal.
What's your plan to find this fellow's identity?
Would you contact the police at Canyon City to see if they have anything?
Why, sure, right away. Stick around. This won't take long. Yep, we get missing persons ads to run all the time, Grey Wolf. You got a description of this fella?
Ah, yes, here.
No, we ain't had any so far that fits this man's description, Grey Wolf.
Will you let us know if you get an ad for this man, Frank?
Sure, I'll be glad to. I hope you find out who he is. I'd sure hate to have amnesia.
Ah, you're not only one that feels that way.
All right, Sheriff Hodges, if you hear anything, let me know. That's fine. Goodbye.
Not a thing, huh, Cal?
No, Bill. Not at Canyon City. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it makes the job just that much harder.
Any more ideas right now, Bill?
No, Cal. I'm fresh out at the moment.
Have anybody call here at hospital about a man with this description?
No, Ranger, we haven't. I've been here all evening, too. There's nothing here in the special bulletins.
Thank you, Doctor. You let us know if somebody asks about this man.
I sure will. I'll call your office right away.
Well, Grey Wolf, it's been a dry run all the way around. Too bad.
Ah, yes. What do we do next, Bill?
Let's go back out to the trail cabin and talk to Stumpy and our unknown friend. Perhaps we should call him Mr. X. Well, old-timer, how's Mr. X?
Yeah. Come again, Mr. Who?
Mr. X. X is an algebraic symbol for the unknown.
Yeah? Why don't you talk English? Our friend's doing fine, Bill. What'd you find out?
Nothing, old-timer. Not one little iota.
Even less than that.
It's not so good. What now?
I want to talk to Mr. X again. Perhaps his memory's on the way back.
No, it ain't, sonny. You can't talk to him now anyway. He's sleeping again.
You're sure a good nurse, Stumpy. You stay here. Grey Wolf and I are going to back trail this fellow and see if we can pick up anything that way.
He leave plenty of good trail.
I'll say he did. Walked along here in a dazed condition.
I'm not right. I wonder he make trail cabin safely.
Well, let's push on fast since his trail's so clear, Grey Wolf.
Okay, Bill, not a good idea. Bill, look here.
Huh?
Trail turn off into underbrush.
Oh, you got a sharp eye, Grey Wolf. All right, let's go. This should be easier to follow now.
He more dazed when he come through here than back on trail. Bill. Look ahead for a trail lead to.
Train tracks. Hey, you don't suppose... Oh, no, he couldn't.
You mean he ride freight car?
Yeah, but that's impossible. He's not a hobo.
We tell soon. Trail not lie. Bill, trail sign, say you right. Here where he fall off freight train.
Like you say, Grey Wolf, trail sign doesn't lie, but it's incredible. What would he be doing on a freight car?
Not good question.
Hey, maybe I've got it. Hobos. Perhaps in his dazed condition, he met up with some hobos and they helped him into the empty.
It sounds far-fetched.
I'll say it does. I know how to check it out. Let's get back to the sheriff's office on the double.
Bill, this sounds crazy.
I know it does, Cal, but it might be just the thing we're looking for.
Yes, I agree. I've seen you pull some peculiar ones before, and they worked out. And now, here's where the closest hobo jungles are on this map.
There where nearest one is, outside Junction City, nearly 70 miles from here.
And that's the one we'll visit first. Let's go, Grey Wolf. Like we'll get right into camp, Grey Wolf, before they hear us.
Hey, you guys. Someone's coming.
Hey, cops.
Beat it, you guys.
Hey, stay where you are. This isn't a raid. First guy that tries to leave gets pinched.
Watch him, Grey Wolf.
I watch close.
Yeah, this guy's a ranger.
Yeah, government cop.
You can't touch us, Ranger. We ain't done nothing wrong. We ain't on government property.
I'm looking for a man. He's 6 feet tall, weighs about 200 pounds, wore riding clothes.
Oh, him. Oh, he was...
Shut up, Rails.
Did you see him, Rails? Okay, if you won't talk, perhaps you'd like the Junction City Police to pay you a visit.
No, I'll do that.
Okay, let's have it now and fast.
He was here, Ranger. We put him in an empty because we figured he was hot. I guess we was right. He is hot.
Which way did he come from?
Right through the brush over there.
This looks good, Grey Wolf. We've got our man.
I think you're right, Bill.
Let's try a shortcut and go to Junction City Police Headquarters. They no doubt have a missing persons on him by now.
Hey, you ain't gonna tell the city cops we're here, are you?
No. All right, let's go, Grey Wolf. That's the whole story, Sheriff Hodges. Do you have a missing persons on this man?
Well, I sure do, Mr. Jefferson. Two of them, in fact.
That interesting. Who are they from?
Well, this man's wife and the stable owner where Reverend Atkins has his horse.
Reverend Atkins?
Yep. Reverend Stuart Atkins. He has the largest church in Junction City.
What's the address, Sheriff?
Maple and 4th Street. It's on the corner. His house is on the south side of the church.
Thanks, Sheriff Hodges. Let's go, Grey Wolf.
Oh, we not come too soon. Mrs. Atkins plenty worried now.
No doubt she is. Somebody's coming.
Rangers.
Yes, Mrs. Atkins. We have good news about your husband.
Oh, yes, you found him. Is he all right? Please tell me.
He's fine physically, Mrs. Atkins.
What do you mean? There is something wrong, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Your husband has amnesia.
Amnesia?
Now, don't get alarmed. I feel sure that it's only temporary.
How can you tell?
Well, I'm not a doctor, Mrs. Atkins. I'm only guessing. But I have a plan that will tell us if it's temporary or not. If I have your permission to try it.
Oh, yes, anything.
Fine. Grey Wolf, will you bring Stuart here?
I go right away, Bill.
I'll set up my plan the hours you're gone.
I do to help you put your plan into operation, Mr. Jefferson?
Do you perchance have any of your husband's sermons recorded, Mrs. Atkins?
I don't have any here, but he has recorded short devotional messages for the radio station.
Oh, that's perfect. I'll go get one and some equipment to play it on.
I'll drive you. I can't sit still now.
Almost ready.
Is there anything else you want me to do?
Yes, Mrs. Atkins. Keep out of sight in the other room until I give you the signal to come in. I hope the shock of hearing himself and suddenly seeing you will be enough to recall his memory.
There's a car pulling up out in front now.
Well, that's Grey Wolf and Stumpy with Stuart. You better go into the other room, Mrs. Atkins.
Yes, right away. Just one question.
Yes?
What if this doesn't work?
Well, then, only the Lord and a doctor can help Stuart. Stuart, we'd like you to listen to this recording.
Sure, Bill. Is my name Stuart?
That's right, sonny. This is your house, too.
My home?
Oh, we listen to recording now.
Yes. Go ahead, Bill. I'm listening.
Our blessed Lord was speaking to a very religious man, recorded for us in the third chapter of John, when he said, "Ye must be born again." You see,
that's
it's
my voice preaching a sermon.
Each one.
Yes, Stu, that's your voice.
Irene! Now it all comes back to me.
Oh, Stu, I'm so glad.
Oh, my dear.
So glad.
Bill, Stumpy, Grey Wolf, how can I ever thank you for what you've done?
We'll think of something, Stu. Mm. We owe them so much. They saved your life.
I really don't know what to say, fellas.
Well, don't bother trying. You'll have me blubbering here in a minute.
We only do a job that we should do.
Now, the fellas are right, folks. This just goes to prove that the Lord watches over all of his children. If he watches the sparrows, then it's a simple matter for him to watch over us.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow.
Well, Stuart really went through something, didn't he? But the Lord knew all about it and took care of everything, even to the spot where he was pushed off the freight car. So I think you'll agree I'm right. See you next week for more adventure with
Ranger Bill!